questions 26 to 33 are based on the following passages. Both of these passages were adapted from high school newspaper editorials concerning reality television. Passage 1. There comes a time in every boy's life when he becomes a man. On this fateful day, he will be swept up and put on an island to compete for $1 million. Then, this man will realize that money can't buy happiness. He will find his soulmate, as we all do, on national TV, picking a woman out of a line of 20. But then it will be time for him to settle down, move to the suburbs, make friends with the neighbors, and then refurbish the neighbor's house. Welcome to real life. That is, real life as the television networks see it. Reality TV is flawed in many ways, but the most obvious is in its name. It purports to portray reality, but no reality show has succeeded in this endeavor. Instead, reality TV is an extension of fiction, and there are no writers who need to be paid. Television executives love it because it is so much cheaper to produce than any other type of programming, and it's popular. But the truth is that there is little or no reality in reality TV. Do you sing in the shower while dreaming of getting your own record deal? There are a couple of shows made just for you. Audition and make the cut. So some British guy who has never sung a note can rip you to pieces on live television. Or maybe you are lonely and fiscally challenged and dream of walking down the aisle with a millionaire. Real marriage doesn't involve contestants who know each other for a couple of days. The people on these shows seem to be more interested in how they look on camera than in the character of the person they might spend the rest of their life with. Let's hope that isn't reality. There are also about a dozen decorating shows. In one case, two couples trade rooms and redecorate for each other. The catch is, interior designers help them. This is where the problem starts. Would either couple hire someone who thinks it's a great idea to swathe a room in hundreds of yards of muslin, or to adhere 5,000 plastic flowers as a mural in a bathroom? The crimes committed against defenseless walls are outrages. When you add the fact that couples are in front of cameras as well as their designers, and thus unable to react honestly to what is going on, you get a new level of quote-unquote reality. Then there is the show that made the genre mainstream, Survivor. The show that pits men and women from all walks of life against each other for $1 million prize in the most successful of all their reality TV programs. What are record numbers of viewers tuning in to see? People who haven't showered or done their laundry in weeks are shown scavenging for food and competing in ridiculous physical challenges. Where's the reality? From the looks of it, the contestants spend most of their time, when not on reality TV show, driving to the burger barn and getting exercise only when the remote goes missing. So the television networks have used reality TV to replace the dramas and comedies that once filled their schedules, earning millions in advertising revenue. The lack of creativity of producing something worth watching is appalling. We are served up hundreds of hours of reality TV each week, so we can watch real people in very unreal situations acting as little like themselves as possible. What's real about that? Passage 2. Why does reality TV get such a bad rap? editorials on the subject blame its popularity on everything from the degenerate morals of today's youth to our ever-decreasing attention spans. The truth is that reality-based programs have been around for decades. Candid Camera first aired in 1948. A quote-unquote cops-like show called Wanted was on CBS's lineup in the mid-1950s. PBS aired a controversial 12-hour documentary filmed inside a family's home in 1973. But it was Survivor which debuted on American TV in the summer of 2000, which spawned the immense popularity of the quote-unquote reality genre. There are now more than 40 reality shows on the air, and hinting that they are here to stay, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences added, quote, Best Reality Show, unquote, as an Emmy category in 2002. Why are these shows so popular today? Are they really a sign that our morals and our minds are on a decline? People have been tuning in to reality TV for generations, so what makes today's shows any worse than their predecessors? Let's look at a number of current, popular shows to see what the fuss is about. MTV's The Real World has been on air for over 10 years. It places seven strangers in one house and tapes them as they live together for a few months. The show has been a rating home run for MTV and tens of thousands of hopefuls audition each time they announce they are producing another show. Those who make the cut are attractive young singles, not only looking for a good time, but also looking for fame too. It's not uncommon for them to hire a show business agent before their taping starts. Other reality shows take fame seekers to the next level by having them compete against one another. American Idol, Star Search, and Fame showcase singers, actors, dancers, and model wannabes and offer them a chance of at professional success. Even those who don't win the big prize get national television exposure and have a better chance than they did before to show off becoming famous. Survivor offers another twist. Not only can you become an instant celebrity, but you have a chance to win $1 million. The combination of fame and money has helped to make Survivor the most popular reality TV program of all time. But it's not alone in the format. Big Brother combines the group living together in a beautiful setting, concert of The Real World, with a $500,000 prize, and Fear Factor pays $50,000 to the contestant who completes the most terrifying stunts. Given television's long history of reality-based programming, why is there a problem now? Most reality TV centers on two common motivators, fame and money. The shows have pulled waitresses, hairstylists, investment bankers, and counselors, to name a few, from obscurity to household names. These lucky few successfully parlayed their 15 minutes of fame into celebrity. Even if you are not interested in fame, you can probably understand the desire of lots of money. Watching people eat large insects, jump off cliffs, and be filmed for 24 hours a day for a huge financial reward makes for interesting viewing. What's wrong with people wanting to be rich and famous? Not much, and if you don't like it, you can always change the channel. Question 26. The author's tone in passage 1, lines 1 to 7, may be described as A. satire concerning a man's journey throughout life. B. Cynicism about the reasons people go on reality TV shows. C. Humor regarding the content of reality TV. D. Irony about the maturation process. E. Sarcasm toward their television networks. The correct answer is C. Humor regarding the contents of reality TV. The author does not have a bite to his argument as required by satire, cynicism, and sarcasm. He's also not speaking to two audiences, one that gets it and one that doesn't, as with irony. He's simply trying to be funny, as in lines 1 to 3, which says that once a boy becomes a man, he will compete for cash on an island. Question 27. Based on the passages, which statement would both actors agree with? Sorry, which statement would both authors agree with? A. Reality TV has had a long history. B. Big Brother is about the desire for fame and money. C. The popularity of reality TV is an indication of a decline in morals. D. Survivor is the most successful reality TV show. E. There is nothing wrong with reality TV. The correct answer is D. This is the only statement made by both authors. So the question D says, Survivor is the most successful reality TV show. Once again, this is the only statement made by both authors. See page 1, lines 37 to 38, and passage 2, lines 34, 33, 34. Don't be tricked by the choices that are true, such as A, B, and E. They need to be delivered by both authors to be correct. Question 28. The primary purpose of passage 2 is to A. Refute an argument. B. Explore possible outcomes. C. Give a brief history. D. Explain how to get famous. E. Show the need for change. The answer is A. Refute an argument. Passage 2 repeats a number of times its first question. Why does reality TV get such a bad rap? Lines 2 and 3 explain the argument further, saying its popularity is blamed on degenerate morals and a decreasing attention span. The first lines of paragraph 2, lines 13 to 16, again question the argument against reality TV, and the last paragraph repeats the questioning. There are no outcomes or any need for change mentioned. A brief history is given, and the subject of getting famous through exposure on reality TV is brought up, but neither is the primary purpose of the passage. Question 29. The two passages differ in that the author of passage 1. A. Defends reality TV, while the author of passage 2 does not. B. Explains what he or she thinks is wrong with reality TV, while the author of passage 2 does not. C. Believes reality TV has many faults, while the author of passage 2 thinks no one has a problem with it. D. Blames reality TV for the lack of variety in programming, while the author of passage 2 thinks it has improved variety. E. Says reality TV is cheap to produce, while the author of passage 2 disagrees. The answer is B. Explains, so what is the answer? The two passages differ in that the author of passage 1 explains what he or she thinks is wrong with reality TV, while the author of passage 2 does not. Explanation. Passage 1 centers on a problem with reality TV, and while passage 2 does mention some problems, they are not what he or she feels, but rather the opinion of some people. Choice A is incorrect because passage A does not defend reality TV. Choice C is incorrect because the author of passage 2 acknowledges that some people have a problem with reality TV, lines 1-3 and 4-8-4-9. Choice D is incorrect because passage 2 does not say anything about variety in TV programming. Choice E is wrong because passage 2 doesn't mention the cost of producing TV shows. Question 13. In passage 2, line 20, the phrase ratings home run means that A. A lot of people watch The Real World. B. The Real World beats baseball games in TV ratings. C. There are baseball players on The Real World. D. The Nielsen company likes The Real World. E. The Real World contestants play football on the show. The correct answer is A. A lot of people watch The Real World. Ratings refer to how many people watch the show. A home run is the best possible kind of hit, so a ratings home run is a symbolic term meaning that many people watch the show. Choices B, C, and E reference ball games literally, but the author used the term figuratively, so those choices are incorrect. Nielsen is the company that gathers TV ratings, but high ratings have nothing to do with whether they like a show or not. Question 31. Both passages illustrate the idea that A. People on reality TV shows become famous. B. Reality TV is all about getting rich. C. Reality TV is a good alternative to traditional programming. D. The producers of reality TV are getting rich. E. Reality TV is controversial. The correct answer is E. Reality TV is controversial. Both passages show that there is a debate about reality TV. In passage 1, the author is against it, but notes that it is popular, lines 10 and 37. The author of passage 2 likes it and also recognizes that it gets a bad rap, line 4. Although most of the other choices are factual, they do not appear in both passages and are not illustrated by them. Question 32. Swathe in passage 1, line 29, most nearly means A. To stitch. B. A combination of pleating and stapling. C. To cover. D. A way of making curtains. E. To cover the floor. 32. The correct answer is C. To cover. The clue comes in passage 1, which describes the swathing and flower gluing as crimes against defenseless walls. Swathing is therefore something done to a wall. The only choice that makes sense in C, to cover. Question 33. What does the author of passage 1 find most troublesome about reality TV? A. It isn't original. B. It doesn't need writers to come up with scripts. C. It invades people's privacy. D. It doesn't accurately show reality. E. It shows how shallow people are. The correct answer is D. It doesn't accurately show reality. While there is evidence for the other choices, there are not the most troublesome. The author repeats in every paragraph that idea that reality TV isn't real. Thank you for listening.